Like Jenny asked before. more than half of their job. But then, because the member chooses to obey such order, I thought generally, he whoever was there followed exactly what you proposed as well. And then stage one, withdraw, take the arms, please move out, you refuse, take the arms, send back to the troops, you refuse. Then what does we expect the person to do? Because unless our careful families, we interpret it wrongly or differently, we may end up then the whole candidacy fighting over things that are not in the process. And we went to the chamber. We presented the rules in the chamber. In the chamber, after the rules, after the year, then we are able to the rules and the suspect the process, procedures, and the review are able to start. We accept that that is the interim arrangement to bring order in the chamber. So in the chamber, this was accepted on that. And then there was that arrangement that whoever is connected to the profession, we are found anywhere in the world when there is a decision of a person who is like a good, would be a good idea to do so. But we are going to discuss this matter again seriously. And when we are amending, when we are amending the last rule of the permanent rule, 53A, then we are debating. Natasha.
Chief Minister, I have to say, I think what you bring out is so disingenuous. I'm actually horrified. Respecting the rules committee meeting yesterday, where your chief whip, my chief whip, the chief whip to all parties, came to a decision that particular clause to which you are referring now be removed. Because in the meeting, it was decided that how possibly could you have a system that looks at the removal of a member of the House without reviewing the decision of the presiding officer at the time, because it is that very decision of the presiding officer that results in the ejection of the member in the first place. Now, Chair, you keep harping on the fact that nowhere in the world are decisions reviewed. In actual fact, not one single province in the world does not have a review mechanism. And I'm quite happy to provide you with all the information of all the provinces in the world that review the decision of the presiding officer, except perhaps for North Korea. Now, gentlemen, we are a constitutional democracy, and as such, I have every right to review the decision that is made by our office. If a presiding officer makes a bad ruling, we are not here to protect bad rulings of presiding officers, because presiding officers do make bad rulings. And I'm terribly sorry that Honourable Keenan shakes her head for the vociferously when you say that it doesn't matter if it happens at the beginning of the meeting or at the end of the meeting. But when we offered those rules, and did it in this house, not to be party specific, but to be parliamentary specific, so that it was allowed for this parliament and parliament to come. That if there was a gross disruption of the business of the House, but Chief Minister, you cannot tell me that the last order of the day has been dealt with, and all of a sudden the presiding officer decides this is not a time where everything is finished and they're about to adjourn the meeting, that they're going to discuss a point of order that was called at the last meeting, a ruling that was called at the last meeting. The business of the House was over for that. There was no disruption of the business because the business was in actual fact fixed. So these are the kind of things that need to be reviewed with the committee. And I actually thought that we met the Rules Committee in a very congenial manner. We all laughed when we went back to the Rules Cut-Up Committee that we had magic tea. Because over a tea break, we all found each other and we all knew exactly where we stood. And then we come next morning. This is not a meeting of the Rules Committee. The Rules Committee already made a decision yesterday. Mm-hmm. And she said, I'm terribly sorry, but I'm not going to be lectured about a decision that we took yesterday in the Rules Committee, taken by very senior members of the party, including my chief whip and the AG chief whip and various other chief whips, because that was a decision that we made. And I also want to be told that nowhere in the world are there review mechanisms for providing options, because they must certainly are. How else do help people slip up? Providing options, just like us and everyone else in Parliament and ministers, are accountable to that. And if they stop making bad decisions, we need to be able to take those decisions on review. And Chair, as we said yesterday, if you do not allow Parliament the release of mechanism of reviewing the decision of an officer, what will happen is the worst. You will be in court all the time. So that will be the only form of recourse that political parties have. So Chair, I'm terribly sorry, but what you just said now and what happened yesterday are two diametrically opposed decisions that were taken.
No, I'm afraid we will, in the interim arrangement, we have to ask to harder when we discuss the permanent rule. In having arrangement or the negotiated arrangement with what we can do, I get the components of the expression. But the point is that it is us who have to reach back to the rules. We have a permanent rule, therefore we can't avoid discussing the rule again. What was intended was also the rule. But of course we are going to sorry, we are going to do it that way. Once we come to this, I think the house is expecting us to have a permanent rule, not interim. If the interim rule becomes a permanent rule, the decision has to be taken by the house. But the interim arrangement, we accept that, and I accept the whole method. Yesterday, when we left the meeting, we were very happy, all of us. I'm still very happy, even now. But we have to redo it because of the interim arrangement. That's the point that I'm making. And then bring to our attention that do research on the matter. Okay. And then we'll be convinced when this research are presented to us and have a discussion about this matter. We have to proceed to the NMC direction. And we must
I was asking, what are we going to review your happiness?
No, you must review my happiness, but you must review the circumstances that led me to the happiness. Not my happiness, that's right. Yes.
Thank you very much. The question is issued here, and I have read the report. I have asked the question before. 23A is an interim, an illegal interim. And the VA was saying that 52B should have been applied. Because that necessarily means that if there is an interim rule, that needs has to be applied and the other rules ignored. So that is, I think, the whole distinction. The problem is one of the people at the time, just wait for the data and claim maybe feel it needs to be advised by the table or well if you would appear at anybody would really what the way the boundaries is running in the most direction. It looks like they were all, you know, clips that was not very good. I think this is the point I'm trying to make. The CEOs may be back in the skies at a certain time, and then they cut the whole angle of a champion, disappearing, and a BC. And, you know, 42D, at the end of the day, it could amend the person who doesn't want to be the target of his article community, doesn't want to be up to the community, and calls for the thing to be the I think it's important that we are dropping rules. We are starting. At some point, you know, the POs as well have to take responsibility for maintaining the decorum in the house. They also have to think, I think it's really necessary to call these people in. Or could we have seen them differently? How could we confuse the border council later? So that's my point of view, but you know, I think we should move on, and when we really, really change the relationship, then all of us would have proper input. And the other thing is, because I think already mentioned it, you know, 52 is already in the rule book, we have an interim, and I can't understand what the existing rule, that an interim rule can keep it in over the next.
We are still going to have more than 15 hours debating the interview.
No, Chairperson, but I think the problem that we have at present is that we have one side of the whole story. And therefore, I would just like to say, we understand that that is the VA's position. But the issue here is that what the VA is missing is that 52 if the presiding officer is of the opinion that the contravention is
not
the
no,
wait, you must read it. See, I'm on the floor now. Be bad your time.
But I mean, Chairperson, now, is this what you're allowing? Are we here to discuss the rules or are we going to allow the other people to be saying it?
He has had that democracy starts losing 52, not 51, 54. Can you review that decision? It's upon that failure to face our land. Because we, anything that we are in that we may consider some of those issues in the future, but let us deal with this matter when we are restarting the permanent rule, 53A. Then we can just see what we can do. As I was raising the issue of many areas we can do so, we have done research, have a thorough discussion on this. It's just I don't want the non-issue to become the ticker issue. It shouldn't happen that way, because there are people who have been assigned to address it. Let us proceed to the elections.
The question I invite the next, are you restricted to reading and as a law-abiding member of Parliament, I think we will not engage without our police in the country.
We are going to have 15 hours on Monday or Tuesday to engage this month. I'm very happy to learn from many other experiences. I've never been in other parliaments, Gerald. I don't know their parliamentary systems. And therefore, we are going to learn, because I think a lot of research. That's really important. The point I was making is that many of us who are trapping these rules, we must defend the intended purpose. That's the point I'm making. Because otherwise, we will not contribute to our own leaders. Let us proceed. Pastor, you want to raise one point?
Yes, I'm going to take you back to discussion yesterday on the Rules Committee and the composition of the Rules Committee. It was suggested, possibly briefly, that we should revise the rules to give the very probably a small number of members on the committee, but give them a weighted vote. And I was uncomfortable with this, and I said that it was not actually close to this. I've been thinking about it, and I just wanted to put a case to you and perhaps ask the federal advisor to comment. The design standards is a fundamental principle of the Constitution, that each member effectively represents 35,000 odd.
45,000.
So each member carries that kind of responsibility, each member carries that responsibility. And each member, each of the 400 members, has an equally weighted vote in the context of Parliament. So when you then, and the constitutional survives for quorums and so on, which also has the balance and the people's weight of votes in mind. So when you then propose that some parties may have fewer members present, and but that members of those parties will then carry a greater vote, a more heavily weighted vote than other parties, I get uncomfortable. On what basis would the smaller parties only have their own vote, and other parties, by agreement, represent 10% or more of the total votes in that particular pool? So that's the one point, the sheer constitutionality of it. The other aspect, of course, would be that you don't want to write that kind of weighting arrangement into the rules, because the rules are for all time. And this is a specific requirement for the current opposition parliament in terms of strengths. So at best, you could say in the rule, I've sort of drafted something, the Rules Committee, for purposes of functionality, the majority party representation may be reduced by sessional order of House. That's any of that is being done. So that the reduced number of members may be reduced by certain order of House, comma, the reduced number of members each representing a percentage of the party's actual strength in the House. Something along those lines. How do you defend this in terms of that applying to the majority party but to none of your parties? I think you're going to end up, if that's valid, you're going to end up without having a to stand on. But I'm interested in what advice can give a different perspective.
No, I think they would assume that, but the point that is raised is that the ANC in total votes is 52.3%. DA is 22.3%, I'm not sure for the effect of the IFP, all of them combined, they are not bigger than the public. simply means that all of them, they will be there with their 22 pair friend, their 5 pair friend, their 1 pair friend, and their 2 pair friend. The point that is made is that you don't have to have, the point that is made is that all of them, they still represent their percentage. You don't take away their percentage. Then, the point that all of them will attend the Rules Committee, and the Rules Committee, the decision making starts of party, the senior committee. The government party is through with them. We should not have one body that there are 12 other parties, then the ANC must have 15 other one bodies there. Because these parties, everything when they proportional vote. If the DA can put 2 people or 3 people, it will be too. But the whole issue is that you can't, the way they vote. The ANC six members, they represent the 62.2% of the ANC. The DA 2 members or 3 members represent the 22% of the DA. That is not a big problem. The point is that if we continue with this number, the ANC must attend the House Committee with 17 members. They say that it doesn't make sense because proportionally, because 52%, that's why we are having 249 members in Parliament, is based on the 1 member for this 5,000 votes. Therefore, the members of the ANC who are there, they will go close to the members of the ANC. The DA 2.5% is represented by the DA. You don't change 78 over the ANC. Is that when you vote? Even if parties, all of them are there, with their percentage. But the 52% of the ANC remain a decision-making. Is that the reality that we put forward? It's not that the parties will be denied their percentage that they have. That's what the ANC is asking for. And I know that other legislations are used in this thing. We are not really happy to be chairman of the court. And you have you, Natasha. Of course, I don't know all the percentages quite. I know the ESF one, we've always been worrying, so we know that that's better. And we know 22% because the official position. I don't know exactly 1%, 0.4%, others. Those ones will be taken, they won't be taken away from. That's the point we have to make. Yes.
I've been in Parliament and I've seen the ANC's inability to retain court. So I can understand completely where this is coming from. Because I've also been at the airport when an announcement has gone out on the loudspeaker at the airport calling all ANC people that are in the airport to come back to Parliament. So I understand the court problem. But just because I don't, and I'm going to say this lucky, it's not my problem that the ANC can't correct. I think it's an internal disciplinary problem that the ANC has. I do think that it's rather disturbing that yourself, Honourable Killian, the Honourable Deputy Chief Whip, you have made time and taken the Rules Committee seriously, because yesterday you were specifically referring to the Rules Committee, and you explained it to your people who don't care about the rules, so they don't come to the Rules Committee. And as I said yesterday, you know, you get paid roughly about $45,000 off the tax from the South African taxpayer. And they're not paying us to sit at home and watch Generation. They're paying us to be in Parliament and to execute our job, which is to make sure the Parliament runs correctly. And it's also to make sure that we hold government to account. And the ANC is to make sure that you hold your ministers to account as well. And I think when you stop going on a ratio-based system, what you do is you let those that are rogue, so to speak, that never come to Parliament, they feel free to continue not coming to Parliament. Those of you that are dedicated members of Parliament will have to carry the weight, which I think is irrelevant. So above all, I mean, it's such a stab in the face of a South African to turn around and say, well, don't worry, I'm not coming to Parliament because I'm not really lucky. I don't like the Rules Committee. It's a bit of a bore. Even though you pay my salary, it's okay, I've got some cover in my back, but I've got a 62% majority. Don't worry about it. I think you will find that you will be challenged and you will be highly, what's the word I'm looking for? Slapped on the wrist by any judiciary who will agree that it is your job, because you are paid by South Africans, to be being part, whether you like it or not. And Jim Barrett suggests that before we push on with this continuous thing about raising hope, that actually we have a chat with the chief whip about maybe getting the discipline right, and then maybe we correct that way. Because as I said yesterday, Jeff said, if I went to my chief whip and my dear, and I said, you know what, I know you put some rules in the but I'm really not this, I don't like that, you know, I couldn't be bothered. You got 22% of Jones, they say, honorable Jones, you are the 22% there to dog it out, and someone that can actually do the job will come and do it for you. Because that's the system that exists in my class. And I'm quite sure that she, it's almost embarrassing towards the African National Congress that people are turning around and saying, well, we're just not willing to come to Parliament, so you must use our way to vote. Chairperson, it's not on and it will be fixed, and I'm glad I can guarantee it.
That's why they are approaching members of parliament. And then the Israeli one that's plastic is crucial to look at this.
No, Jefferson, I just wanted to agree with what Natasha said. I think you're on shaky ground if you suddenly for a specific committee now you make specific rules. I think even you know in the House, we've all whether I'm from a small party or a big party, my vote counts exactly the same as your vote. So I'm just able to push my button just like also it's counted in the same way. And you made a claim to say that to get 70 members of the ANC to a rules committee doesn't make any sense, but you only 240 members. So what would be the problem to get 70 members there to participate in the rules committee? So I wanted to just understand why in this case you want to make it a weighted vote. Is it to deal with foreign issues? Because I really don't understand why we should be, I think we on shaky ground if we want to start making special arrangements for a specific committee, I would wholeheartedly agree with the statements in the fashion.
I in fact agree that we shouldn't create rules for illness, but we must just bear in mind that because it is a senior committee, usually it is senior leadership of the governing party that is also sitting on the rules, and they also have to fulfill their responsibility as chairperson of oversight of committees that are run over. So yesterday, part of the ANC's topic to get the amendments into the Committee of the Rules was that many of them were in the FOFA on oversight, they were engaged in the etc. So I know that some of the committees were on strategic planning sessions, etc. So that is part of the problem, and that will always be part of the governing party. However, I was just wondering, should we not look at, because we want to achieve two things. We want to, like in the program, ensure participation by all parties, but in the end, we must respect the democratic election outcome. So what are we saying? We're saying, can we not perhaps, and I think the Jefferson has said that we don't want the presiding officers to vote on the ANC side. So should we not create, well, I've got this question, I'm really shooting from the history side, but if you want to finish this, should we not provide for voting members and non-voting members, and then have a composition of the rules committee that is pretty much in line with portfolio committee, its composition, so that you have the flexibility, it's not such a clumsy body, because a body of 50 is really huge. So should we not perhaps look at something like that we say we have voting members and non-voting members, so that you retain the proportionality when it comes to voting, if we vote, but that you ensure inclusivity
to make provision for other parties. And in achieving that check, I think you will retain a smaller committee, remove the votes of the presiding officers, they're not participating in any votes, but then allocate the size in accordance with the proportionality. So would that not touch the commission?
Okay.
We'll
come in members there. here with the voting with the vote of any party instead of voting as press in Parliament. That was the issue there. Is anything you wanted to make a point? And then also the leader, the dead leader, and then we close it, then we move on. It's really, I want to emphasize this, not because we want to encourage the day, but the age is who are these. The age is where the age is nature. We never encourage the age. We are trying to make you the best talent ever. That's why I want to make it easy for you to run. Very hard in other conditions. Thank you very much.
She's
on the defender in court.
So that's just how I want to make myself. See, because what during some of these processes, the argument has been that according to this guide, National Assembly guide procedure, houses as engines called committees. And who is applying to the committees, or who is applying the house that applies also to committees, so that correlation of how we're doing things in the house and the committees. The constitution requires that we vote in a certain way in the House. So we need to be aware of that. If we're now saying that in committees we can vote in a different way, in different manners. There must be justification for that, proper justification. Because I share Mr. Hundy's concerns about that procedure. The constitution doesn't mean that we can do that in the House. Because if that means that we can basically vote from wherever we are. So we must just keep in mind that we have this correlation with the house and what happens when committee should also be affected in both in the constitution and in the rules of political law.
I thought that the election was actually respected by the law.
But it's only the constitution.
It is proportional. We represent the parties proportionally in parliament. We represent the parties proportionally in parliament. And in decision-making in committees, the proportionate decision made. But the majority prevails under any circumstances because proportionate, the majority is giving the governing party. And legal advice.
Thank you. Again, when we look at the rules, we need to give a rule, we need to get it in the context of the rules as a whole. In other words, to understand what we're trying to achieve, we need to get at least the rules. That is the justification of the constitutional process in those terms. But bear in mind, the legislature that is controlled are also bound by the constitution and the law. And what we need is formally across the committee. And so if you refuse to develop a particular rule for the rules committee, it will perceive that it's used to the benefit of the particular spot. But it appears to me that if we look at the four requirements of 1 to 3, if the four requirements of 1 to 3 as found in the draft is based on what we assume, then it addresses the concern that has been raised by the majority party. Because in 1 to 3, a committee of all members requires at least 1/3 of the members to be present for the conduct of the meeting. So the aim of the meeting is to be different between the two people. Only meeting that committee is 1/3 of the members present for the conduct of the meeting, and 70% of the different parties. And of course, those two gentlemen. Then, rule 1/3 as proposed, the majority of the members of the committee must be present to decide any question. So it's when we decide the question, the rule committee that members of the committee are present. But it appears to me that it is that perhaps the rules committee may want to consider or reconsider our decision to leave Rule 1-4. Because Rule 1-4 appears to have been designed to cover exactly the situation of the committee by whom. There's a key different sign that we look on a particular party or action to assign and participate. The key system requires the participation of a particular party within the commission. In the interest of parliament and democracy for the people of South Africa, that that doesn't tell you for off government or so. And so from my perspective, I would ask the commission to have some consideration to the issue of
that's not the way I understand the Constitution. If the core requirement is met, then whatever outcome, then it may go against the majority party, depending on the size of the majority party in Parliament at the same time as well, the upper may go against the majority party.
Okay, no, let us look at it now to find a better way of moving forward. That's, and we'll convince whoever that's going to be. But I think the federal advisors themselves can start a better way forward for consideration, and they will look at all this matter. It's very helpful that we must be clear about what is the implication of many decisions that you want to take.
One option is to say, try and take on board the different viewpoints in this group. And especially with the state rule by said only the third members to take a position. Because the maximum amount of members, especially with the direct point, doesn't really make that much difference if they're there. It's the only third. But perhaps with the rules said, if Karen said there are only 50 members appointed by the speaker, why did you simply reduce that to say 40?
That would at least
accommodate to some extent your
I think let us stay with numbers. I think we can find a better way. And then this is correct. And then I think also, of course, the decision in the committee can be taken by certain members, CNs and opposition. I can take a decision that finds. And I think the ANC committee is already working that way. So the only way they think the decision is that negative impact on the government party, then the majority will always be there. And that's an issue, but that's why the bottom of confidence. The majority is always there. So I'm sure that we don't end up with one person at the bottom of no confidence. And there are those that are separate issues politically that have to be made. But whatever we do, it should not cause us accommodative to pass. And then not pass it around. And then by majority takes it. And in this case, majority also put majority as it is there. If it is majority in any meeting, we take the decision. But upon that, anyway, we are ready. Now let us look at all options and then present those options. And then surely then the rules committee will consider what is applicable. Check what Piper and say in the 40 member. And it turns out that are funded by the speaker.
All of them. Now, we have had a proliferation of fusions over the past 10, 15 years. So we have more one-member parties now than ever before. Now, if you accommodate all of them, then instead of reducing the ANC component, you have to increase it. Because in the end, it must be proportional. Because you're going to vote. A head vote, a head count, will vote. That's what we're saying. So, the member of presence. Now, that is what we're grappling with. That is what I have suggested, and I hope that anyone would comment on this and perhaps suggest it as well. To say, can we perhaps make a provision for non-voting members and then retain the proportionality of the composition as we have in all other committees, bearing in mind that, for instance, some of the committees you have two members of smaller parties and that you then have alternates. and that you have the same thing there, that you have a composition of a fixed membership, but that obviously, and I think I fully agree with you, that's why we also consider who might be called yesterday, and we said that maybe retake. But the point is that we have this ability to make sure that in the end, the voting membership is comparative to all the other structures of Parliament, but that you bend over backwards to make it inclusive, but to have two types of members. Some non-voting members and others are voting members.
Okay, now. It seems we might sleep over this matter for some time in the last because principal decisions that have been taken is that the rules policy is seen as the most uniform in Parliament. And all parties, even if it's a 0% party, not the best. Simply means that as we see the one person party, they aim to have 100% one day. The point that was, we can take a view that is agreeing committees that they are proposing, that these parties, they are represented by two, and then we can do that also. If that is applicable, but I think they do that on the strength. That is what we want. In a senior commission that the rules committee not to have all parties participation in terms of democratic participation that are not represented by any other person that are themselves. Because of the very difficult anyway to represent parties that differ completely ideologically. Because this police are extremely experienced individuals who can from that to rank if they are able to represent them. Can't let the general through this thing. That's why all of the men are angry sometimes. They say that we're not so much in this decision. We don't even know this decision. And we'll be setting them up, I think. They're taking parties, all of them. We wanted them to sit in the rules commission. That's why we wanted the AMC to reduce the use in the written vote. But I think we're part of the law. In terms of the law, it will respect that. And then let us know what is feasible. We reduce the number, we do everything like that. Because they're the point that we raise us. Every time we get the point that we need some more voices. One of the points that we are asking is that I know that the caucus is a rejected opposition. That is not correct to take any member from the street to come just for voting. We think that is not correct. Members will be members who are alternate members, full time alternate members, but we know that Africa is not and have some problem. That's why we're having. We can say the things that in committees, there are all members in the rules committee, and also are permanent members of the rules committee. We can also understand that issue. But my view generally is a good idea for everyone to speak in the rules committee. And then I think let us work it out if we have, otherwise we can work again if we can deserve anything, whatever we see how we want. Maybe we should depend on that so much. I think that is
just to point out that the rules committee is the one committee that cannot compose the convene itself to determine its own size. So that's the hidden thing. When a new parliament is created, you can't say the rules committee must determine what its size is going to be, so they need a rules committee to start. So the rules have somehow get past that issue and determine the size of the committee without reference to a rules committee. And that would therefore, and I think the way the planning chair is potentially speaking to it, is guided by the fact of participation by as many parties as possible. The rules could say that is the principle, and that as many parties as possible should participate, but for practical reasons, the majority party will have a majority of that dismantles all the opposition of parties combined for that five. Excluding the presiding officers who are officers. And the rules are definitely like that. For the speaker that is determined, and then the other parties emphasize the fact that other parties are welcome to participate, but who are not
ready. Well, let us take that one. I think we can add compromise. It's very, very heavy.
Okay, I was just proposing that maybe parties have tried their minds and have a proposal. Because I think, for example, the proposal that the Kenyan made in terms of having the alternates being able to vote, I mean, we already do that in terms of committees. for example, if an NFC member is missing and there's a vote to be taken on communication, I'm alternate and I can stand in and vote. So I think that would probably be the easiest way of dealing with this. Because I don't think us sitting on this side were really comfortable with a weighted vote approach, but the approach of having members who can stand in if you can't fill that 70 or the quorum, I think would be the best option. So I think part of the supply mind and bring proposals back to you, Chair.
Well, I think it's the one that's
legislating and raising the fundamental point, because we do see in the House the case that there is. But I think also on the same board, there is a device which is in line with our constitution, and even if we cannot hear the presiding officer saying under the truth of the mic, and he is there for the record, is there for answer. So the person is named, and you know, it doesn't mean that he has to hear, but it's not just the presiding officer. The presiding officer is saying, on your phone, so I'm switching off your mic. If we can't hear it, we don't hear it, but at least it's not just the presiding officer. The presiding officer is in line with the constitution, and you know, it doesn't matter whether it's taken, we can't hear the presiding officer saying so, but at least he's given the signal, he or she, and then switches off the mic.
I just think the answer is that when the speaker or presiding officer raises the house, switches on the mic of the presiding officer, all other mics are switched on, so it's automatic.
Yeah.
It's not an action you have to perform that you have to switch off this mic or that mic. You switch on your mind as presiding officer, all the other mics are automatically dead because of the presiding officer's right to be heard. And it's actual right.
This is what coming here. This is exactly what is happening in other legislations. The system is devised. The minute that the speaker rises, also part of the minute that the speaker rises, in other words, speaks, a member is supposed to stop talking, but they don't. So the system has been devised that this only if the presiding officer is speaking, all other marshals should stop. And that's what we propose, so that the speaker at least can be heard. And that is the only way to arrange that. And I just wanted to ask another question. And that is, you refer to the Bill of Rights, and I would like to know your view on freedom of expression, which is of members of Parliament, which is section 47, and which is privilege, 58. You have a right, you have freedom of speech in assembly and in committee, subject to each rules and order. So in order to restore the order in the House, you cannot fall back on your freedom of expression in the Bill of Rights. This is a House where everybody must be heard and where there must be rules of order to ensure that you have a balance in the House to hear all the views and have a proper discussion. But what we have seen has not facilitated that. And therefore, we must develop systems to provide for fairness, but not only to individual members, also to all the public. Because essentially, the Parliament cannot perform its constitutional duty if one or three or seven members are just making the place unruly. So where does one right go? Where does it stop? And where is it exceeding reasonable? And that's what we're trying to find. So please, just view the rules of the House that we want.
Okay. I need to actually engage in a debate with a member of this
committee.
How the law in our constitution is unique in many respects. In fact, many people in Britain that we know the most regulated in the world. But you know, the last time I couldn't find in other world of rights, and I agree that I've not looked at all of them there. The provision which says that the law of rights applies to the legislature. And so, you know, it's not there. Except that it's not written into the law of rights. But our constitution is. The Bill of Rights applies to all those binding to the executive constitution and all the other. So as we indicate, your speaker is not as the speaker who controls your next meeting, but the speaker performs the function in terms of the constitution and the rules of the important state as well. Interestingly, And so the speaker and other deciding officers had to, in fact, comply with the Constitution. And the speaker has a particular role to maintain order and has been assisted to make that report. And from our point of view, we need to look at these rules very carefully. Over a period of time, we keep the rules of engagement. We ensure that there may be some constitutional problems, and we provide a function that we stuck with the committee doesn't have to be that much. So in respect of the speaker coming to a certain extent and maintaining order, the speaker still needs to be in a way that is consistent with democracy. And you see, the speaker can't just because in the heat of the moment the speaker might be in a little power and suddenly takes a button to see physical. The speaker is supposed to maintain that order of powers, but must also calmly and rationally think. And I do sit in Parliament from time to time. And it's been amazing for me to see how control of the deciding officers generally are, even under the circumstances of extreme provocation. And that's how we expect the deciding officers to be. And so even nobody else, all we are saying, you can do something that doesn't have to accept that advice. Speaker, even if no matter how the speaker feels of the deciding officer, just the order person who is in the amendment order, nothing that can be done. Otherwise, the scenario is restricted by the resources of the Russian situation. They take couple back and say, give us and then to call the rules. We don't have a problem with indicating the fears of the city of the unconstitutional. And then I pray the order in a way which is making anti-democratic.
No, but I think it's very helpful to engage with this discussion. And then I always.
My proposal then that the presiding officer speaks and Mr. House switched on the mic of the presiding officer and the desk technically switched off all the other mics. Would that be wrong?
Yeah, that's true to say. But you also know that the people that are choosing the mics are being used by us in our attack.
just by the strange ladies, you welcome the possibilities. Okay, let us move on. Let's go back now. After the Russian Edna, long the judgment of the decision, I thought about the 2 minutes. Put that one now. The rules for me of 50 members, every member of the city has 20 hours. We have a man in force. If you have got some time, but very far, so they look at the rationality of any position. And when their pilot is not rational, it's too kind of force. And now we are going to, I think we are on Saturday, I think since we have been engaged in this we are exhausted already. It's because we were in a culture in the world. But if you are all
That's power. Ingram rule of amended it. And manage it on the rules. She filed both throughout.
But